Dear family, as you know, we have had witches coming up here every night, and the Lord wanted me to give them a message from Him, and that's what this is. Welcome, dear covens, to our refuge. This is the refuge of Jesus' Sacred Heart, and He is so happy that you are here, because He's been waiting for you. He wants me to share a message with you. I've been sitting here writing it while the dogs were barking away, and I've gotten a little ways through it. I'll read you what I've gotten, and then I'll try to finish it. Jesus began. Now He's speaking to you guys. Before you were even born, I had a very special love for you. I knew your character and the trials that lay ahead of you on earth, and how I desired to spare you of the pains I knew you would have to endure. But I invested you with free will. I could not change the paths you chose to walk, as dark and twisted as they became, I was still with you, and I still protected you. But I could not interfere with your will or certain consequences that would happen because of your actions. Before you were sent to Earth, you were given a choice of who your parents would be, and to some degree, what would happen to you in your family and community. You were able to see this ahead of time. You chose your parents, and what started out with joy, in some cases, ended in disaster. A lot of things were said and done that did deep emotional damage for other circumstances that could not be controlled, injured and broke up your family. And these things left such a deep wound behind that the pain caused you to seek relief in drugs, alcohol, and sex, and revenge by acquiring more power to try and numb your broken heart. Everybody has a different story, and everyone that goes on this path I love and I follow, because I want them to be with me at the end of the age when they leave their bodies. Now, there's a very evil force in the universe, but it's masquerading. It's covered over in a costume. You can't see it. But this force plans and plots the sorrows that you had to endure. This force works against your parents for divorce, works against you to be beat up by other kids or to be a black sheep in the family. This force is highly organized. It's like a finely tuned Russian special forces army. It gets all the data on you, looks into your history, your DNA, the history of your parents, the history of their parents, the things they did and the things they were disappointed about, everything, their sicknesses. All these things are examined by the dark force, and it gives them the information to plot a dark course for you. They are highly committed, extremely intelligent, and without a heart of mercy. So this dark force is something I want to talk about. What is the source of this dark force? Well, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. But let me mention that there's also a force of love that cares about you. But you don't find that kind of thing in people. People are fickle. They betray you. They steal from you. They talk behind your back. People are very difficult to deal with. And interestingly, Jesus said in the Bible, he said, I do not entrust myself to man because I know them. And in spite of knowing us, he loves us and he wants the best for us because he created us. Right from his hand, he spoke the word and we were created. So he really doesn't want you to suffer. But in order for you to have a relationship, you have to have free will and a desire to have that. And he doesn't force anybody. He doesn't threaten anybody. He loves, he reveals, and he lets you make the choice. Now, some people are of the opinion that Satan and Jesus are brothers. That is a lie. Satan was the most beautiful cherub, the most highly developed, the most powerful, the most exquisite, the most talented angel in heaven. Not a cherub, he was an angel. A tremendously beautiful and talented angel. He led worship in heaven, worship to God, the Father, in heaven. But you know how things go, especially here in New Mexico, we've run into it a lot. Jealousy can set in, and someone can say, well, you know, maybe I have this and I have that, but I want what he has. I want to take that away from him. I want it for myself. I want to be worshiped. Yeah. And when he starts doing that and making plans to take the throne away from God, he becomes ugly. And the things that were beautiful on him turn to warts and blackness and disgusting sores and ugliness. Pure ugliness and all the gems and the glory and the gold that he was encrusted with because of his high position in heaven. All of that melts away and is replaced by a foul odor and ugly, ugly skin and eyes and teeth and hair. Some people think that's cool because he'll devour. Satan's got power. Satan can devour. Satan's got it made. He's the head dude. Well, I have a surprise for you if you think that. He got kicked out of heaven. And he fought with the angels, the other archangels. And he was defeated and sent down to earth. Now,